Welcome to Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast. I'm your host, Moira Gorski. Now, this section and these segments that you're going to be listening to are my wellness and product tips. Now, when I was in college, I was introduced to the nursing profession and the nursing profession as a healing profession where I could really help people. And I loved that. But then fast forward to about 20 years ago, as I watched my son, who always struggled with allergies and just energy, as I watched his health improve, as I started to make some changes with the products that we used in our home and started to take some natural products, I really believe I was introduced to the true healing profession of giving our body what it needs and building our health. So the purpose of these podcasts here is really to share with you what I've learned and to serve you in that way, because I have learned, again, that if we give our body what it needs, then we can live our best lives. I was introduced to a company called Shaklee, and I've been using the Shaklee Health and Wellness products for over 20 years, and they have served me tremendously, as well as my family and those that I have served and introduced to these products in my wellness business. And I'm here to tell you that you can feel good. You can have energy. You can be healthy. You can live your best life. You can work from home. You can serve others. And I want to share all that information with you on these particular segments. So I'm glad you've joined me. And if you want to continue to support this podcast, you can join the Facebook group. The group will be in the show notes. You can also connect with me, and I have a free wellness assessment that I would love to send to you. It'll take you less than 5 minutes, and you can take a look and see where it would be best to get started if you are ready to reclaim your health. And I'm here to walk right alongside with you again and teach you all that I've learned and all that I know to help you live your best life. So welcome aboard. Welcome to another episode of the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast, and welcome to another episode of some wellness and product tips. So today, let's talk about probiotics. So you probably heard a lot about probiotics if you watch the news or listen to the radio or listen to podcasts or other things like that. People have been talking about probiotics probably in the last several years. You think Jamie Lee Curtis, she's done some commercials on, what is it, Activia, I think that's the yogurt that she talks about and promotes with good healthy bacteria in there. So probiotics are really great. I'm going to talk today about why probiotics, but also why it's really essential to supplement with a good probiotic as opposed to trying to get your beneficial bacteria from yogurt and things like that. Now, I don't know enough about fermented foods, and I know that that can be really helpful too to help aid with healthy digestion and healthy bacteria and stuff like that. But I'm not going to talk today about that because I'm not well enough schooled in that, if you will. But certainly I'm looking into having somebody come on to talk about what they know about fermented food and things like that to help. We're going to talk about probiotics and why they're helpful for the gut. And there, again, this isn't the time to talk about it to an extent, but there is a big gut-brain connection. And I do know that in mental health, I mean, with anything, but there are so many neurotransmitters in our digestive system. And when we have a healthy gut, we have a healthy mind, as well as a healthy immune system. And so it's really, really key to keep that in mind as you're thinking about supplementing and choosing things to promote your health and reclaim your health. It's really important to think about that gut-brain connection. Again, keeping our gut healthy so that we remain healthy too. So probiotics. So why do we need probiotics? So probiotics is the good bacteria that is so essential for to keep our intestinal tract, to keep our digestive tract healthy. Really promotes, we want to make sure that our colon and our digestive tract is super healthy. And so the probiotics help to reestablish, rebalance, populate our intestinal system with good bacteria. When we don't have enough probiotics and that good bacteria can lead to things like candida or lots of different infections that, you know, are caused by a low immune system. You know, IBS, Crohn's, those are different issues that happened in our digestive tract. And sometimes they can be really helped by adding a probiotic. And as I mentioned before, 70% of our immune system is in our gut. And so it's really essential, especially today where we're under stress and the food that we eat is just not, it doesn't have the, it has preservatives in them. And, you know, if we're not eating 100% organic and whatnot, and things that decrease our good bacteria in our intestinal system is stress, antibiotics, birth control, steroids, if you're taking those, again, eating unhealthy food, eating a lot of sugar, alcohol, and things like that. So that can disrupt the intestinal flora. And so we want to make sure that we're giving ourselves good intestinal flora, good bacteria, so that we can be healthy. Many people have asked, okay, so when I take an antibiotic, when should I take a probiotic or should I take a probiotic? And really, you do want to, when you've, if you've been prescribed an antibiotic for whatever reason, make sure that during the time that you're taking the antibiotic, but for sure, when you're finished with your round of antibiotics, make sure that you get on a good probiotic so that you can help to repopulate that in your intestinal system. Also, think about it. If you've ever had the flu, with a lot of throwing up or diarrhea and things like that, pretty much that flushes all the good stuff out. So after things like food poisoning or the flu or some type of diarrhea for whatever the case is, you want to really replenish that with a good probiotic. So, you know, if you've listened to this podcast before, that I use and promote the Shaklee product line, and I have for over 20 years. And the Shaklee probiotics are so, so, so good. And I'll tell you why. Again, this is good bacteria, so live bacteria, and we want it to be good and alive to, again, repopulate our gut. And so there's lots of probiotics out on the market, and the Shaklee one, a few reasons why I love it, but for sure, the most important is the patented delivery system that they have on the Optiflora Little Pearl, basically guaranteeing the live delivery of the live bacteria to our intestinal system. So say, for instance, we drink like a drinkable yogurt that has a probiotic in there. It needs to get down to our stomach and our intestinal system, not in our esophagus and in our mouth and things like that. So, but if we drink it, we're losing that probiotic along the way. So we want to make sure that the bacteria is alive and viable when it gets down to that, to our intestinal system. And so Shaklee has a patent on their delivery system. It's a triple encapsulation, so triple coated. And it's 90% delivery rate of the active bacteria down to where it needs to be. I think that's key. I mean, that outer shell protects it as you consume it and as you swallow it, but it, you know, it starts to, again, take that coating off, but not until where it's down to be, where, not until it gets to where it needs to be. Now, it is a human strain of probiotics. Some other companies use bovine, like from a cow, but Shaklee doesn't use any animal products in their products. And so this is a human, you know, human strain. So again, we want to make sure that we're getting that good live bacteria down to our intestinal system where it needs to be. And the Shaklee Optiflora, the Little Pearl, guarantees that. So love that. And then people have asked me, okay, so what's the difference between a probiotic and a prebiotic? So let's think of it this way. If you have, again, the probiotic is the good bacteria. So think about that, say like as a grass seed. So if you're planting a new lawn, you're planting grass seed, but then you also need something to help that grass seed grow. And so that's what a prebiotic is. Prebiotic is like Shaklee has a prebiotic powder. So an Optiflora Pearl and then a Optiflora, the prebiotic powder. And so the powder, think of that as the food. So like the fertilizer to help the good stuff grow. And so many people do just fine, just taking a probiotic like the Optiflora. But some do need, they do need that fertilizer to help it grow and to populate more, especially, again, if they have things like, you know, some IBS, Crohn's, if they've been on different antibiotics and things like that, they may just need a little bit of extra help helping that grow. And so that's what you do with the powder. I mean, powder can be just put into a protein shake. It can also, what's interesting is a lot of times, like if there's excess, if there's a disruption in your intestinal system, and thus you have like an overgrowth of yeast and candida and things like that, or again, just taking a lot of antibiotics, there can be things happening on the outside. Like there can be skin rashes and different infections that come out on the skin, like foot fungus and things like that. So you can actually take the Shaklee prebiotic powder and make it into like a paste and then put it on that, you know, on that rash, on the foot fungus and stuff like that, so that you can put it right there, which is kind of a cool thing. So you may be wondering, you may know enough about probiotics that there's Acidophilus and there's Bifidus and there's all these other lacto blah, 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 you know, the other long names. And so specifically with the Shaklee product line, there's a couple of, there's the Optiflora and there's the prebiotic powder and then the Optiflora Pearl. And then there is a newer product that's called Optiflora DI. So I'm going to just explain the difference, because that Optiflora Pearl, Shaklee's had for a very, very long time, that little pearl with the patented delivery system. And that contains the most commonly used and recommended good bacteria, so the Acidophilus and Bifidus. And so that's what that little pearl contains, and that's 250 million of each of those. So that's a lot. It's good. And then again, that prebiotic powder contains that prebiotic blend of fiber and FOS and again, just what you need to help as a fertilizer to help your probiotic good bacteria grow. And so then this newer product that Shaklee launched just recently is called Optiflora DI. So it's a probiotic that really helps, again, with digestion, with immune health. But what's really great about this, and what I love about Shaklee, is they're continuing to improve and make other products when they see that there's a real need for them out in the field. And this was one of them. So there's four different strains of the bacteria in this product, and one of them, and four different strains equaling 10 billion CFUs, colony-forming units, with these four bacterial strains. So it really helps clinically proven digestive balance and comfort. But one of those bacterial strains is super, super helpful for immunity. So this is a product that when people really are struggling with their immunity, this is what I recommend. If they need a basic probiotic, or if they're children, younger, that little pearl is really great and sufficient. If you're looking for something for a little bit more attention for immune health and digestive health, then I recommend the Optiflora DI. And again, there's more strains. So 10 billion as opposed to 50 million there. The cool thing about it, it doesn't need any refrigeration. I want to remind you that, because that's another question that people asked. Do the Shaklee ones need to be refrigerated? And they do not, because of that patented delivery system. You know, it's kept alive with that patented delivery system. These other probiotics that are on the market, they have to be put in the refrigerator so they keep that bacteria alive. Shaklee's got that covered with the science of theirs. Cool thing about the Optiflora DI, which I do want to mention before we close, is that it's in a little capsule and it can be opened up and there's a powder there. So sometimes people will take it if it's they want to give it to a teenager who doesn't really want to swallow. You can actually open it up and sprinkle it on and something if they don't. Although I got to tell you, the capsule's pretty small there. So again, probiotics really, really are helpful if these are some of the things that you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a lot of gas or bloating, diarrhea or constipation, if you have stomach aches after you eat, if you've got some digestive order disorders like irritable bowel syndrome, definitely with allergies, candida, fungal infections, and things like that, really, really helpful. I found that when I was first introduced to Shaklee some 20 years ago, I was introduced to it, told about it from a friend who saw that my son was really struggling with allergies, with low energy, with just struggling to be a healthy, vibrant kid. And as I learned more about building health and removing the sugars and things like that from your diet and adding supplementation, a probiotic was so key to Paul and his improvement in his health. Adding that probiotic in there, it really helped, because the chiropractor that I went to, he said that he had a lot of candida and fungus growing on the inside. So we needed to take care of that. So a probiotic was key to that. If you want to learn more about that story, I do have it written on my blog. You can find that on my website, GorskyWellness.com. Look in the blog and you can just search for allergies or search for Paul, and his story will come up. And you can read about that story and really how I helped him and how I learned how he could reclaim his health and build his health so that he wasn't suffering from allergies or needing a inhaler, things like that. So those are some of the reasons why, again, you want to have a healthy colon, because life certainly flourishes there. So probiotics are really, really helpful. The benefits of them is that they promote that colon health. It keeps your undesirable bacteria in check. And it helps if you have urinary tract infections. It helps with digestion. It can help with ear infections, because again, that's an infection. So it can help to strengthen your immune system and take care of those infections. It does counteract that side effects of the antibiotics or even chemotherapy. So as I mentioned before, if you have to take antibiotics, make sure that, because that kills the bad stuff, you know, that is going on. That's why they give you an antibiotic to kill the bad stuff on the inside, but it also kills the good stuff. So you want to make sure that you repopulate that. Chemotherapy, again, it's boosting the immune system, but it certainly has toxic side effects. So a probiotic can be key in that. And then the last thing is if you travel. So if you're traveling, especially if you listen to this and you have somebody that's in a treatment facility and you are traveling to see them, or if you're traveling for work, make sure you take a probiotics with you. I always say I never leave home without my Optiflora. Never leave home without a lot of my supplements that I take. But for certain probiotic, because when you travel, I mean, you eat differently, you sleep differently, and sometimes you're eating different foods, like different ethnic foods, and that can really disrupt your intestinal flora. So having a probiotic on hand can make a big difference. Many times I've gotten back from a dinner or something like that, my stomach just kind of hurts. Again, perhaps I'm under stress, or perhaps I've had a little bit of wine, or again, had an ethnic food that's just not agreeing with me. Take a probiotic before you go to bed, and it really helps you as you sleep. So those are my tips today on Probiotics 101. I hope it's helpful for you. Again, the Optiflora products that Shaklee has are just so, so superior to what you'll find out there on the market, again, because they're backed by science. And that was really what I loved about learning about as I was introduced to Shaklee some 20 years ago. This is an industry that's so unregulated. So there's just so many products out there, right? We all know that. We see that. But there isn't any regulation. So they can put whatever in the product that they want. They don't have to do the testing. And so you really don't know what you're getting. And so that's what I learned as I was learning about Shaklee, is Shaklee's a company that I can trust. I can trust their products because they're backed by science. They're backed by research to make sure that they're using the best raw ingredients to put these products together. And they're not only using the best raw ingredients, but they're testing it all along the way. So many people will ask me, well, are they organic? Well, yes, they're organic. But in Shaklee, we say we're beyond organic, because organic is really just a way of growing. And so that's great. We want to choose crops and that are farmed organically. But what's really important too, in addition to that, is to make sure that once we harvest that crop, that and we're you know, putting it together to make a supplement or make a product, we want to make sure that there's no contaminants that get in there. And even the organic farmers, you know, there could be a Monsanto farm next to them, and they could be spraying their crops with harmful pesticides and things like that. And that could be getting onto those organic crops. So we want to make sure that's what, again, Shackley goes to the lengths of making sure that not only that their crops are organic, but that everything's tested along the way as they're putting their, they follow it from the raw materials to the finished product and test it all along the way to make sure that they can guarantee when they say, hey, this is the product that's the cleanest and the purest form for you, they know that because of their science. And I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good that I can trust what I'm taking. And that means my dollar is well spent. And that means for you, your dollar is well spent. And so I hope that you'll consider looking into the Shackley product line. And if you need some help kind of figuring things out, that's what I'm here for. I do have a free assessment tool that I can send you. It doesn't take very long. It's 20 questions, take you less than 5 minutes to ask, answer a few questions about your health and wellness goals, and it'll give you some good tips and a couple of suggestions on where to get started with a smart supplement plan. And don't worry, you're not on your own with that. When you fill out that assessment form, which again is free, I get a copy of it and I get in contact with you and help you make those decisions, help you answer any questions that you do have about what that assessment is telling you and how you can really, improve your wellness. And I'm here to tell you that these products have been a lifeline for me over 20 years and also for those that I love and those that I've helped with my wellness business. I've seen the impact of, a smart supplement program and taking those steps to make sure that you're getting the nutrients that you need, not only in what you eat every day, but also in the supplements that you supplement with. So I encourage you to reach out if you want a copy of that assessment. Just go ahead and send me an email, moira@gorskywellness.com. You can find me on my website, gorskywellness.com, and send me a message there as well. And there is a link to the assessment tool on my website as well, if you wanted to just go there. But if you just need some help, if you want to reach out and spend some time on the phone with me, I certainly offer a free, 30-minute consultation so that I can help you figure out what you need to help to reclaim your health. Because I'm here to tell you, you can live vibrantly, you can live energetically, you can make healthy choices and show up each day because you deserve that. You deserve a life of vibrancy and energy, and so does your family and friends and your loved ones. So I encourage you to make some steps and think about that, and encourage you to reach out to me so that I can help you with that. So thanks for listening today for another wellness tip with Probiotics 101. If there's other things that you'd like to hear about, feel free to join us on our Facebook community. You can leave a message there. I'm always looking for different topics to discuss, and you can join our Facebook community there. Find all this information, website links and whatnot on the show notes, and have a great rest of your day, whatever day it is that you're listening to this, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Do you feel like your juggling of your chaos is just too much? And you want to reclaim your life and health? I'm here to help. I offer free 30-minute consultations where I can show you simple steps to help you get back on track. If you're interested, please connect with me. You can do that simply by reaching out on Instagram and send me a DM at Green Gorski or email me at moira@gorskywellness.com. Moira spelled M-O-Y-R-A. I look forward to hearing from you. And take care.